For the past year, Bayfield County has been studying the impacts of large farms. A committee identified several risks, including transmission of diseases from animal manure, phosphorus runoff from fields to surrounding waters, and groundwater contamination from nitrates and fertilizers. The ordinances passed last night aim to minimize those risks. Ted Eastland with Friends of the Eau Claire Lakes Association supports the move.
Even though the state of Wisconsin has limited a county's control of siting of CAFOs, counties can implement strict operational requirements to protect public health and nuisances.
Nearly a decade ago, Wisconsin's livestock siting law set a uniform standard for local governments. The law controls where new or growing farms can be located as long as they're meeting state standards for applying manure, controlling runoff, and odor. Linda Coleman is an attorney for Bayfield County. Coleman says a 2012 Wisconsin Supreme Court case ruled there's a difference between regulating where farms can be located and how they run.
So we're trying to walk a line and stay on the side of operations, not siting. This is pretty new terrain. It doesn't exist anywhere else in Wisconsin at this point. It hasn't been tested to the extent that it would hold up at a legal challenge. It's unclear.
The Wisconsin Pork Association has come out against the ordinances. Executive Vice President Tammy Vossen says they're concerned local standards will hurt farmers' ability to grow and adapt to market conditions. She says the ordinances unfairly target Iowa-based Reichsview Farms, which plans to build a farm for 26,000 hogs in Bayfield County.
Everyone is pointing the finger towards that one operation and not looking at the broad stroke that these ordinances could apply to current farmers within the county.
A spokesman for Reichsview Farms didn't return requests for comment. Farms Not Factories co-founder and Bayfield resident Mary Doherty says the county didn't develop local standards with the intention of discouraging farms from building or growing.
So if Reichs wants to come in and be a good neighbor, we need to make sure that he operates his business in such a way where we can feel comfortable that he will respect and adhere to the values that we have, which obviously are clean air, clean water, and our quality of life in northern Wisconsin.
Bayfield and Ashland County's UW Extension Ag Agent Jason Fishbach says the state standard doesn't account for differences in each region.
The soils are different across the state. The climate is different across the state. Individual livestock operations are different. Proximity to waterways and water bodies are different. So to try to apply uniform standards across an environment that's not uniform creates challenges in either over-regulating or perhaps under-regulating the livestock or the impacts that they're trying to minimize.
Although the county passed these ordinances, they face an uncertain future. Officials expect one or both to be challenged in court. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.